Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, joining me now. There are times, Doc, that I think there's some folks in this campaign who might avail themselves of your services, just depending. I'm not going to say who or at what particular moment, but there have been times. But we welcome you in today. Good morning.
Well, good morning. And anybody who wants to go at that level of politics does need some help, I think. I'm glad they do it. You've got to have someone willing to do it. But my, oh, my, all you do is hear about how bad you are, how this about you, that about you. It's a lot better being under the radar. But it is good that we have people willing to go out for the in the public and try to do something, hopefully, to help the people, if you will.
Yeah, I don't remember the quote, but I think it was Teddy Roosevelt had the man in the ring, you know, the man who's in the middle of the fray line from 100 years ago, and that, you know, it's easy to be a critic, but you're not in the fray, and when you are, you'll understand. Yeah, and there's some truth to that as well, so we appreciate people who go for it. There have just been moments this season. Anyway, that's a separate issue. Now, we're going to talk today about, you know, the mindset that's critical for athletes, and what a great weekend we just saw for Michigan State University with Senior Day for Denzel Valentine. And here's someone who seems like, you know, growing up right here amongst us, he's reaching his peak. He may not be there yet, but certainly at this level, he's reaching his peak. How hard is it psychologically for athletes across the board to do this?
Well, I think it's exceptionally hard. I think the beauty of Denzel Valentine and Draymond Green before them, these were guys that came in, good athletes, good players, but no one would have imagined what they were really going to develop into. If we were to go back, there would have been others we would have predicted
sure.
that would have done better. So obviously, they had the right mindset. They had the right home environment. They had the right school environment, the right coaching environment, the right players around them. Ultimately, though, they're the ones that said, cesare o niente, which means Caesar or nothing, one of my dad's old Italian sayings. Then they decided they were going to be the best they could be, and they're examples for everyone. Not everybody has the skill sets or can develop the skill sets like Denzel Valentine mm-hmm. did, but he's in a model that you can see someone that came in, solid, terrific player. I saw him various times in high school, but I never yep. would have predicted what was going to happen here. So obviously, he had the desire, okay. He set realistic goals, which turned out to be very high goals. He was committed, okay. He certainly was self-motivated to do this. He was persistent, never gave up, has developed an array of shots that are really quite amazing. He was realistic about himself, meaning he was always trying to improve. He just didn't have one shot that he did. He learned from failures, obviously. We can see that from him. He obviously had positive self-talk. He was always saying, you can do it. He was humble in the sense that when you fail, it's not a thing to destroy your self-image. It's you've learned something that you don't do that well, or you
right.
did something wrong in the process. So if you have the mindset that you're going to be the best that you can be, okay, don't compare yourself with Magic Johnson, with Jumpin' Johnny Green, or whoever it might be. You compare yourself with yourself, and you try to do the very best you can. If you do that, you have good mindsets. Now, we do hypnosis, we do relaxation, we do visualization. These are all things that people can do also to enhance themselves. But if you don't have that initial beginning, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it effectively, I'm going to do it the best I can, I'm going to be committed, I'm going to work hard, I'm not going to let defeat get me down, I'm going to learn from it, I'm going to move forward. If you have those mindsets, then you're going to be successful, or as successful as you can be. And a team needs a lot of players playing as hard as they can. You're not going to have a team of all stars. You're going to have a team of people
yeah.
committed to do the best they can do.
Yep, and another factor, of course, in there, too, that you're not necessarily in control in, but, you know, he had the factor of dad plus Tom Izzo, pretty good combination
yes.
there from high school to college. In fact, maybe I would say, and arguably, the very best combination you could possibly have for him at that moment, and it worked quite well.
Well, I would say there's no question that that was a pretty magical combination. Obviously, not everybody has a father that was a terrific athlete himself at Michigan State, was his coach on two state championship
right.
teams, and then he comes into Izzo, who definitely has proven that he can mold materials, you know, like Michelangelo with David. You know, he can just take people and develop them the very best that can be done with them, along with getting top players and even help them be better. So overall, it's been a very good combination for Denzel, certainly for all in Spartan land, anyone who loves good basketball. But the key really is the mindsets, the carry forward, the not giving up, and really just be the motivation that you're going to be the best you can be, and the persistence. So many people don't have that. Over the years, Dave, I've talked to so many kids, worked a lot of athletes. Sean does a lot more specifically with athletes. But the idea, they just lose the fire, lose the desire, and a lot of times it's okay. But they just, for them, because they'd want to do something right. else. But in order to keep that fire going, you have to be a special person. You have to be wanting to do it.
What's the hardest case you've had to deal with over the years athletically, where you had somebody and you knew that they had immense talent, that they had ability, but they just could not get over the hump, even with all of the help and assistance or whatever? There had to be something where you said, boy, I wonder, and maybe even at a time might have questioned yourself a little bit. Was there been a case like that without naming names?
I was in Southfield for 20 years with offices and a few days. Yes, I do remember a basketball player at the time that just had everything going for him, okay? But he just couldn't get motivated, wasn't always going to practices, always said what he wanted to do and had the ability. That was the bad thing, because I remember I was talking to the coach a few times, and the coach said, you know, we all have to live by the same rules. He just won't always be on time. He can have a little bad attitude. And we talked, and he really meant well. That was a case of somebody who had everything, but never was able to put it together. And really, I've worked with many, and John worked with many athletes over the years that have the desire. They don't have the skill sets of that young man, okay? But they develop the skill sets that they do have. I'll tell you another. I'll give you a personal one. John broke his wrist in his senior year and played football and missed a good share of the year. And then he helped with the coaching and helped at the school and learned a lot from that. Because, you know, when you expect that, you know, it was a tremendous team, I might add, even if I say the 1996 Catholic Central team. But he had to go 8 weeks during the, it was preseason, into the year until he came back in the Mason game. I remember him catching a kickoff. And you remember all these things with your with your son. But that was really a difficult thing. And my wife was saying, oh, you can't play now. And the physician, looking at John all downhearted, said, oh, yeah, I think he can the end of the year. You know how mothers tend to be, if I can stereotype. And I was there saying, look, let him do what he can do. But that's tough. And I've worked with various kids that have had the injury. Okay, once you get that injury. And even a kid at Michigan State, I still remember Art, actually a roommate of mine, who came up here on a scholarship, and his knee went out, and that was the end of his career. One of those people you'll never even hear of, but someone who came with all the dreams in the world but had an injury and just knocked it out. So I think when we talk about doing the best we can, it isn't always just looking at Denzel. And by the way, we praise him for all the wonders he's done.
Sure.
But we have to remember there are many people that have great skill sets. They get injured. They get hurt. A parent talks them out of something. A neighbor does. They talk themselves out of things. And, you know, when you look back on your life, Dave, and if you know you could have done something or you could have tried to do something and you didn't, that's when frustration comes in. So often when we're talking to athletes, we're talking to people, the road of life, say, you know, if you do leave this, you're leaving this behind. If you do, close the door, let it go. But if it's something you're really thinking you might feel bad about leaving, that you're not really sure this is what you're going to do, then you really ought to make sure you make the right decision. And I've seen many young men and women then carry forward and complete already a responsibility or something they did perceive, and they carried forward and were successful. It's just we have to try and we have to say, yes, I'm going to do it and carry forward and work hard at it, and good things will happen.
DrJohnB.com is where the podcast can be found here. Sound advice and counsel all the way around, psychologically speaking, with our good friend Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. No voting tips here at the very end, but I wish you a great day until our next time encounter here over the airwaves. Thanks. Have a wonderful one.
Always a pleasure, Dave. Bye-bye.
All right. Morehead 1320. This is WILS.